Joining us at this time is Lynn City Councilor at Large, Brian LaPierre. Brian, always good talking with you. Obviously not under these circumstances, but love to get some insights from you on what's happening in the city of Lynn. Brian, welcome.
Thank you, Bill. Good morning. And you're right. There's a lot of changing by the second, I think, during this coronavirus outbreak and what to do and how to do things best. And we're just sitting here bunkered in Lynn, asking all Lynn citizens to follow and really stay on top of the latest information from the city in terms of what we can and cannot do as we approach this one week in now. And there's a lot happening for sure around the city. But most of it is, of course, staying with the edict to just stay home and socially distance and make the best of a really tough situation right now.
Brian, I know you had a city council meeting this week on Tuesday night. The mayor spoke, some other leaders spoke at that meeting. What was the summary of that meeting?
Yes, Bill. So on Tuesday night, we basically heard from the mayor and our local emergency management crisis team. And everyone is up and running with various resources. The mayor has declared basically that we are an emergency state of emergency city at this point, which means, you know, restaurants have been doing delivery only and takeout. And there's a lot of, you know, talk around the city to just be very aware of your surroundings. In other words, this is not a typical snow day for kids to be staying home. Kids are still learning online. There's a lot of online resources on the Lynn Public Schools website, lynnschools.org. There's up-to-date information, the mayor stated, on lynnma.gov/coronavirus. All of these resources are also posted and shared from the mayor's page to my social media feed on Facebook. Key component here is it's going to be a nice day today and over the weekend, perhaps. Stay away from playgrounds. Stay away from parks. Don't be dribbling a basketball. All of these could be contributors to the virus and could attract germs and things like that. So they were basically updating us, which would may be our last council meeting for the foreseeable future, about where Lynn stands right now. You know, there was that report of one case of a patron at the St. George Church. We don't know where that resident resides. But as we're hiring a couple of public school nurses right now to help deal with this pandemic, we're also very, I think, optimistic and very thrilled with all of the generosity that has come out of this in terms of a mutual aid team in Lynn that's been created. When you look at some of the restaurants around Lynn, what they're offering to customers, and you see empty dining rooms at Brothers Deli, and it really breaks your heart. And then in contrast, you have places like Alfredo's on the Lynnway that are giving away free meals. So it's running the gamut around the city of Lynn. I think everyone's really, the generosity is stepping up. And I feel like as a group, Lynners are very hardy. We're very resilient. We're resourceful. And I think we're resolute. So we're going to get through this together, and I think that's the optimistic viewpoint at this point. I'm actually going down to Thurgood Marshall Middle School this morning at 11 o'clock, where they're giving away free lunches, not only for today, but for anyone under 18 years of age. That will continue, and they'll get three bags today to get them through both Saturday and Sunday. So we encourage at these food distribution locations in our four schools, Lynn English, Lynn Classical, Lynn Tech, and Marshall Middle School, for people to take from the hours of 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., we want people to take full advantage if they have young children at home to make sure that they're properly fed.
Brian, you just stole that one from me. I had that one ready to go for you, by the way. I had the schools. I had the hours. Man.
You teed that up for me nicely, Bill.
You destroyed me. Okay, now tell me more about what school kids are doing. What about the online learning piece? How prevalent is that?
Well, we did get a report from Superintendent Tutwiler on Tuesday evening after the mayor spoke, and I have to really give credit to our teachers and parents and folks who are in the Lynn school system. They really took last Friday as a staff development day. While kids were home, that was the first day we had canceled school. They all kind of band together in their teams and their clusters and their grade levels to get together to put together online learning materials to be hosted on the Lynn Public Schools website, lynnschools.org. And that is done by grade level and by subject matter. So there's plenty of materials there. A lot of folks went into schools, parents that is, on Monday, picked up more packets, hard copy packets, because we know technology is sometimes scarce in our households. And I will say now, I've just been on social media with the Comcast generous up to 60 days of free internet, if people take advantage of that. There are a lot of individual classrooms being set up by Lynn school teachers and across the state, frankly. But concerning Lynn, we have individual teachers taking upon themselves to still be working from home during this time. They're still checking in with parents. They're checking email. They're taking district direction very carefully and calmly. And I think through April 6th, which is right now when our schools will be closed until, people are just banding together. They're doing homework help. They're doing a lot of phone conversations, a lot of things that are sort of on the underground right now. But our teachers are working as well as our paraprofessionals and therapists and trying to manage the best they can in terms of what they can do and how they can be supportive to Lynn families during this time.
Brian, do you hear much from your constituents on all of this? I mean, it seems like the message is getting out there. I mean, I'm sure people need to tweak things here and there, might miss a minor point here or there, or some resources that are available to them. But what are you hearing from constituents?
Well, I think when I post something in terms of social media or getting information out, I think people are very receptive to it in terms of sharing the information. Mm-hmm. I'm not fielding a ton of questions about the pandemic, frankly. I think it's a lot of it is individual, like, oh, what time will the Stop and Shop open for seniors? What time will Market Basket? You know, so we're getting sort of, as people are starting to get the information and they're wondering what it entails, or people need medications delivered, which pharmacy or who can help them with that as a city official, we're willing and able to step up. And, you know, you feel a litany of requests and things throughout your time as a city councilor, and we're trying to be, as a whole council, very responsive. But we are taking our cues from the mayor. He is the leader of our city, and we've been really back and forth on social media in terms of a lot of planning is being done, and then we're getting out the information, as you say, in a very consistent manner so that there's no confusion around, because it's so critical that we, A, get out the information, and B, that it's factual.
Yeah, and one of the things, and we'll have a link to the mayor's page here with that, which would then be updated, so you can always go back and check on that link in case, you know, things do get updated during the day. But obviously a lot has just happened in this past week. The other thing I think a lot of people may not be aware of, because it's a town-by-town or city-by-city thing, is that in Lynn, all daycare providers, including at-home daycare providers, all beauty, hair, and nail salons, spas, all barbershops closed. Man, that would impact me, Brian. Not so much, I guess. But but
kids in daycare anymore, Bill. But
well, you're being kind to me. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
For these folks, that is the frontline impact that we're seeing throughout our city. Unfortunately, as of last Wednesday, as you mentioned, those salons and nails and barbershops and daycare providers, early daycare providers, are all being ceased and asked to close down. So, I mean, people are abiding by this. Gyms are another source, you know, the gyms from Planet Fitness to private gyms that have been had to close down during this. I mean, we're hopeful that the reason is to flatten this curve and to make sure that, you know, Lynn doesn't have the outbreak that we're seeing in a lot of major big cities around the country. So we're very hopeful that as people do this and heed this warning, that we can come back to normalcy, some state of normalcy in the coming weeks. But I do feel for everyone who's economically impacted. We all are, in a sense, and it's really tough times economically, and we're looking toward helpers like the government, either at city, state, or local. And, you know, I think this is going to be the new normal for the next couple of weeks at least until we can get it, wrap our arms around this coronavirus spread.
You know, Brian, I know this is all about keeping people safe and the health, and, you know, as you mentioned, suppressing the curve, if you will, as they talk about. But the economic impact, and I know that, you know, it's on the minds of absolutely everybody, because it's just and probably sometimes for some people on more, you know, more critical for them, the economic impact of this. But jobs, businesses, I mean, there's just so much up in the air right now because of what we don't know how long this lasts.
It's so true, Bill. And, you know, our hourly workers and our tipped workers in particular, because they're so limited. I'm seeing figures of, you know, 30, 40, 50% down. Mm-hmm. Our Aprils of Lynn, you know, their carryout business was 30 or 40 yesterday. It's usually around 100 by noontime. Not carryout, but dine-in business is 30 or 40 orders for the whole day when they're used to having 100 orders by lunchtime. So, I mean, these are huge economic depressions, in a sense, and we've got to do everything we can as a community to shop locally. I've seen a lot of people doing deliveries online and promoting local businesses. We did a whole page on Facebook that's being shared of predominantly popular Lynn businesses. But what about the ones that don't make that list? You know, what's going to happen to those places? So we're very concerned economically and looking at, you know, development around the city and equity and fair and trying to help. I know Lynn Area Chamber of Commerce is doing their part. I mean, the partners are all able and willing. It's just at a point where you don't know how much more you can do or what is the most effective way to try and keep people either working or trying to help them pay bills or, you know, that they're facing layoffs right now. So it's critical in all ways, in all aspects around the city, that we support local businesses. We support our neighbors who might be going through financial devastation, and that we're there for them, even if it's as simple as a phone call to your neighbor across the way. I have a senior living across the way. We just checked in on her yesterday. She's widowed. She doesn't have family around. She's nervous. She's scared. She doesn't really know where to turn. But we said, we're here if you need anything. Tell us what you need, and then we can try to make that happen as best as possible. And I think that's reverberating and happening throughout the city right now.
You know, Brian, I have one other thing to mention. I mean, we mentioned about workers being out of work, but I mean, I think we should be so grateful for the workers that are working, let's say at the pharmacies, the drugstores, the grocery stores that are showing up for work and doing what really needs to be done at this time is to get people the food and get them all that toilet paper. But
yes, that as well. I mean, you hit it right on the head, Bill. I mean, while we're at home and we're trying to be protective and safe for ourselves and our families, taking care of ourselves and our families, we forget sometimes our police, our EMTs, our fire, our nurses, the grocery workers, the restaurateurs, all of these folks, our water and sewer treatment folks, right? How important is it to have sewerage and water during this time? Yeah. So these folks are all reporting under quite duress, and they're doing yeoman's work, and it does go unnoticed sometimes. So I'm glad you mentioned that, Bill. A real special thank you to our nurses and all of the folks we mentioned who are the first responders in the city of Lynn and throughout the Commonwealth, because they're really heroes and heroines at this stage, and we are looking to them for direction and care, and they're just doing one hell of a job out there, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. Well, Brian, anything else to share with us? Again, I know we'll revert back and have links available to that city website, as you talked about, and hopefully maybe we can pop up your Facebook page as well for the folks. We should be able to do that as well on the post. But anything else that you want to share with the listeners?
I think one of the key things, Bill, we've alluded to it, but the mayor was very intentional about talking about smart911.com. Every Lynn resident, this is a free service. If you sign up for smart911.com, you will be getting all of the city alerts to your phone via a text message. And I think we're doing phone calls and we're trying to let the public know of anything that change, but that is a catch-all for anything the mayor puts out. So smart911.com is a great resource in the city. And I just want to thank everyone for having the patience. And I know that generosity is up right now in the city of Lynn. We are a strong city. We will get through this together. As I said, we're resilient, we're resourceful, and we're resolute. So when you have that as a body, over 900,000 people, and please complete the census, because that is ongoing right now, and you have till early April to do that. That means federal dollars coming in for accounting for our population here in Lynn. But completing the census is key. And I'll just leave you with the thought of, please listen to your local and state officials as they come down with information, as hard as it may be to digest and adhere to. We really do need to flatten this curve over the next couple of weeks. I think this is the critical period so that we can maintain maybe some type of normalcy heading into April. So I thank you for the time you've given me, Bill, as well. It's always nice to talk with you.
Yeah, you know, Brian, you're right about the Smart 911 piece, is that now we're so, our community send us the, I guess I used to call it the reverse 911 calls, where they send out immediate messages during, let's say, snowstorms or other weather events, let's say. But But you're right. I mean, and now even the website now is almost antiquated in the sense that you go to it just to back up and double check things from a day or two ago or a few hours ago. But you're right. The signing up for these smart text messages is something that residents really ought to be doing.
Absolutely. And take this time to reconnect with family and loved ones. You know, I think that's been one of the pluses, if you could find a silver lining. It's not permission to be out in these parks. It's not permission to be playing a pickup basketball game with a dirty basketball, but it is a time to reconnect and check in on others, and we'll get through this all together.
You got it. Brian, always good talking with you, and thanks for your time today.
Thank you, Bill. Have a great day.
Yep. Brian LaPierre, Councilor at Large, City of Lynn. I'm Bill Newell here on MSO Newsports.com.